Another unseasonably warm to hot and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England, with that same area of high pressure and control both at the surface and aloft. A southerly breeze will develop today, and that will only increase the temperature and humidity. Highs once again will be near or better than record levels in the upper 80s to around 90, and with the humidity, it will feel like it's in the lower 90s across the region, especially in the valleys. As the high slides off the East Coast, we'll turn our attention toward a front. We'll be heading through the Great Lakes and into the region tonight. We'll have at least the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm into the evening, and a chance of one or two overnight as well as the front passes by. Then a wind shift as it flips around to the northwest and becomes gusty. The humidity will start to drop off. Temperatures will settle into the upper 50s to around 60 for overnight lows. As we get into the day tomorrow, we'll clear it out with a deep blue sky and much lower humidity. A stiff northwest breeze will keep temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s behind the front for afternoon highs. We'll have some clouds pushing back through on Friday. Sunshine will mix in, but we do run the risk of a passing shower as highs stay in the mid-60s. In fact, even cooler on Saturday, with overnight lows in the 30s and lower 40s, we'll only manage to get into the lower 60s to start the weekend again with a passing shower possible. Back to full sunshine and pleasant and comfortable temperatures for the second half of the weekend and early next week. Sunny skies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, with highs starting in the 60s Sunday, back to 70 Monday, and into the lower to mid-70s on Tuesday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Maria, located about 165 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Maria is moving toward the north slowly at about 6 miles per hour. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected later today, followed by an acceleration toward the east-northeast tomorrow. On the forecast track, Maria's center will begin to turn slowly away from the coast of North Carolina later today and tonight. Maximum sustained winds are near 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some gradual weakening is forecast during the next couple of days. Rough surf and high water are likely along the Outer Banks, and a tropical storm warning remains in effect from Bogue Inlet to the North Carolina-Virginia border. The Hurricane Center is also tracking Hurricane Lee over the open waters of the Central Atlantic about 520 miles east-southeast of Bermuda. Lee has 110-mile-per-hour winds and is moving to the west-northwest at 9. A turn toward the northwest is expected by this evening, then a turn toward and a gradual increase in forward speed to the north expected tomorrow. The hurricane is not expected to affect any major land areas. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower to mid 80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high, 84, set in 1920 and in 1998, and the record low, 24, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:43 p.m., 11 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, with just the outside chance of a thunderstorm in the middle and upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy sun, hot and humid today with highs around 90. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, some fog and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy, hot, and humid today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower tonight and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, just the outside risk of a passing shower or storm in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler, refreshing with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds on Friday with the chance of a passing shower, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower Saturday on the cooler side, lower 60s. Back to the middle and upper 60s Sunday, full sunshine, more sunshine around 70 Monday, and mostly sunny in the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.